Our reading this morning is taken from Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 41. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was, and other boats were with him. A great gale arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, open our ears to hear your word and our mouths to sing your praises. Amen. There's a reason why I use those words at the start of every sermon. We're going to hear those words again. It's part of what we'll be celebrating with Mia. Because it's our prayer for all of us, isn't it? That we may hear God well. I'd like to imagine, you are one of the disciples. You are beside a lake, and Jesus is teaching. And the crowd has got so big that you've had to get a boat. That's all right, you're fishermen, you know what you're doing. You've had to get a boat and put Jesus on the boat so that everyone can see him and hear him. And he has taught all day. And when it's time to come home, and let's be honest, this lake is small enough that it's easier to walk home. But Jesus says, let's steer clear. Let's beat the crowds. We're going to take the boat home. And you're fishermen. You know what you're doing. You're on the way home. And the storm hits. The storm hits. These boats, I think I've had a picture of the boats, the screen. It would be lucky to be much more than from me to Relma at the far end of the choir with a dozen people in it. It take much wind or much rain to have everyone in danger, particularly if you don't know how to swim. In that society, the sea was chaos. It was a dangerous place. They weren't swimmers. They didn't like it. And they turned around and looked for Jesus, the one who put them in that slot. That. And what was Jesus doing? Sleep. He's gone to sleep. I don't know, but sometimes in life we can find ourselves, we haven't been like David and volunteered to do something absolutely ludicrous, But we've made the right choice. We've done the right things. We've put in our very best efforts. And suddenly, everything seems to be. I think when that happens, we too can be like those disciples going, Jesus, wake up, don't you care? Then we have this very sudden end to the story. Isn't it interesting? Jesus, after doing a whole day of teaching, doesn't even talk to the disciples. He just goes and says, storm, be quiet, and they're back home again. What an anticlimax. What a teaching moment. But they go. He says, peace, be still. Was he talking to the storm or was he talking to the people? That's a good question, isn't it? And then they were afraid. Not of the storm, but of the person they were in the boat with. If he can do that, what else can he do? I find enormous comfort in this story. And I've got to admit, seeing it's World Refugee Week this week, I've been reminded. And these are people who are very much in that boat, aren't they? They are people who have tried to get on with life, who have tried to live in matters outside their control, have broken in, and they're just trying to muddle through. And I don't know about you, but if I was in the boat, the first thing I would be doing is, I think I'd be on the bailing subcommittee. I'd be racing around trying to save myself. Our call in this passage is not that we are to be passive. Doesn't condemn them for having a go. But that we worship the God who saves. Jesus, who came to earth, came to save us. That Jesus is always there. Now, we're not always saved the way we wish we were saved. I mean, you see that with the disciples. I don't know what they were expecting Jesus to do. Was he meant to go trim the sails or point out this is the bit you go to? But God is with us. God is with us in the boat of life. When all the things, when our lives are shaken up, it is so easy to think Jesus is asleep. But this story tells us that Jesus is there. Jesus cares. And Jesus has the will and to act to save us. And as we know that act, perhaps I should have chosen faith is a muscle and we use it and it grows instead of my God is so big. But each of us, as we stretch out in faith, learn more and more about God. So today we have a baptism. We are asking to invite young Mia into our way of life. It's almost time, don't quite need it yet, but into our way of life of being people who put their faith in God. People who seek to live and grow together. When times are hard, to point each other to God. When times are hard, to stand by each other and support each other. when times are hard, to remind you that you have not been abandoned. But each time we make it through, our faith grows. We learn more. So we pray. And our prayer for Mia is not that she will have a life free of storms, because I don't think that's life indeed, is it? But that she may always find Jesus Christ, the faithful one, the saving one, there in the boat with her. Amen. So that, have you got an extra copy of the order of service?